if someone says to rub oil on your wrist, you're supposed to do it on the inside of your wrist.
Oh, I wouldn't. I just would have done it here.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, your DNA's a mess. So that explains
clearly it. Explains everything.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a science teacher.
I'm Cheryl, and I slept through science.
Each episode, we'll tackle a science question you may have learned in school, but can't quite remember or fully explain.
And I'll take the risk of asking the dumb questions so that we can all understand the science we slept through.
The bell has rung. Let's get started. Welcome to Lesson 75. We are still in our Invisible Things unit. Cheryl, can you see me?
Yes.
Or
so
am I invisible?
Apparently you're not invisible, or
okay.
Maybe you're not a vampire. Oh, wait, this is not
either
a mirror.
Of those.
Yeah.
No,
but
not a mirror.
I hope you're not a vampire.
Camera. Yeah. Okay, well, then that means that this lesson is not about me because mm-hmm. I'm not invisible.
That's
what
correct.
Do you want the lesson to be about today then, Cheryl?
Well, it is something that's inside of humans, though.
Okay.
So this is not technically invisible, but it is invisible to the naked eye. So I'm going to say it counts.
Okay.
That feels okay with you.
Sure.
Awesome. So do you know how every single episode of this podcast you say to me at some point, and if you want a separate lesson about that, write it down.
I do say that a lot, don't I?
Mm-hmm. So this is something you've said at least once, and now is our moment to talk about it.
Ooh.
DNA.
Uh-huh. What about it?
What the heck?
I mean, you know what DNA is.
I guess so. We first talked about it in episode 8, Ryan. That was forever ago. We were talking about the
vaccine. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And how like DNA and RNA.
Oh, see, you remembered RNA. Nice job.
With eye color a little bit.
Mm-hmm. With genes.
And then I think the most important time we talked about it was when you rub the oil on your wrist counterclockwise 3 times, it aligns your DNA.
Right.
That is not your wrist. That is the back of your hand. No wonder your DNA
is
not aligned. Your wrist. Yes. Your wrist.
Oh, but it's the inside wrist.
Well, I think if someone says to rub oil on your wrist, you're supposed to do it on the inside of your wrist.
Oh, I wouldn't. I just would have done it here.
Mm. Well, yeah, your DNA is a mess. So that explains
clearly explains everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now's our moment. I want to hear, how does all of that information fit in this microscopic thing that's in our bodies? I don't get it.
Okay. So the question about DNA is, how does this thing contain all of its information and fit inside our body?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go into the pre-assessment then. And I'm going to start with something that isn't directly related, but I feel like I have to ask.
Okay.
Do you remember what DNA stands for?
Oh, no. Nucleoacids.
That's
not at all.
That's 2/3.
Dynamic.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
I feel like there's like a new, like something like that, maybe with the N word. And then, gosh, I don't remember what DNA stands for.
That's okay. I wouldn't have expected that you would have, but hey, you got 2 of the 3. You got the N and the A, so you're doing good.
I didn't get the A. It's not assets.
Oh, you said assets?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was making a joke.
Oh, that's not what I heard you say, but okay.
Okay, well,
assets.
Whatever you thought I said, I got it right.
Apparently
and
not.
And then we'll just wait for you to repeat what I already said.
Uh-huh. Assets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that you know about DNA.
Okay.
How much of it do you think we have in our bodies?
Oh my gosh, that's a really good question. I assumed there was like one central DNA location.
For the whole body?
Yeah, like the power plant. But it's not about power,
okay.
But like, or like okay. the HQ of DNA.
Okay.
But if it's doing a lot of work, then maybe it's all over the place.
What do you mean by all over the place?
I don't know. Is it floating around just like we have like red blood cells or like all these other things floating around our bodies? But I guess I assumed it was in one location, or it's kind of like there's like the DNA.
Okay.
But then that would get, if it got damaged, that'd be a big problem. Like, what if it's like in your arm and then you get your arm amputated and you just don't have DNA? So that makes me think it's, there's more of it. But I don't even know what it's inside of. Like, is it in the blood? Is it in, like, I don't think it's in, like, your brain or your heart or something. I think it might be in the blood because I don't know where else it would be. It's not in your bones. It's not in your muscles. Well, maybe. Unless it's everywhere. Is there bone DNA in your bones? And then there's, like, muscle DNA in your muscles? Or is it, like, there's, like, this centralized DNA HQ with all the bone and all the muscle and all the blood, like all the information in one spot, in one strand. Does it have everything?
Which do you think is most likely?
Oh gosh. Well, I always thought of it like DNA. So it has like all the information to like make your body the way it is.
Okay.
Like your traits, like we've talked about before, like the colors of things and the style, like is your hair curly and like anything it does, it's like a computer chip maybe that has all that information that then like somehow communicates that to your body when it's growing and then when it like continue, you know, like if like your hair keeps growing, so your body has to keep knowing what color to make your hair, not just like when you're a tiny baby. So then like if we get like immunities to things, does that become a part of our code too? Because I know like when we talked about the vaccine, we were talking about how like it's actually affecting the RNA, not the DNA, because the DNA you can't actually modify. I remember that part, but like the RNA is the thing that actually then like transfers that information, like the copy machine or something. So in that case, if our DNA, does our DNA really not change our whole life? Like, is it like we have our DNA when we're a tiny, tiny little fetus? And then that is what it is, and nothing can change it. Or is it changing? And, like, does it know our allergies? Because I know, like, your allergies can come and go. Like, does it know that specific of things? Or is it more just, like, a general? I think it's pretty specific. But then how does it tell your body those things? Like if it knows that your hair is brown, how is it like go tell your hair to be brown?
Yeah, it's a great question.
And if you can't align it with essential oils, then what are we even aligning it with, you know? So
that's, yeah, what would we be aligning it with?
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions that you asked there, which are all really good questions. I think I'm going to do one final question for you to wrap up our pre-assessment, and then we'll kind of go from there. And how do you think our DNA holds the information that it has? Talked about the instructions and making your hair color and your eye color and maybe immunity or maybe allergies. You weren't sure about those things, but how is that information in the DNA?
That's the part I really don't understand. Like, is it like there's a type of a cell that makes something a certain way, like curly hair or blue eyes or whatever? Like, is there a shape of a cell or a style of a cell that does that? And there's like is there just one of those cells in the DNA, or like the shape of it is in the DNA? I don't think there's one of each cell in the DNA.
When you say one of each cell, what do you mean?
Well, like the cell for the hair that's like, go be like this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like one of those?
One cell in the DNA.
Uh-huh. That it like is copying, or like the shape or the style of it, that then it can copy even if it's not the actual cell. But see, that makes me think you have hair DNA in a different spot than you have your muscle DNA. I don't know which it is.
That's okay.
I could argue either.
You could. I can tell you that no matter which way you argue, it's not going to change what's really going on. But you could. You could argue either. In order to get answers to all of your questions, Cheryl, we're going to have to just define some things and put some things in context. And I think the best way to do that is going to be to just start at the beginning. And I think I'm going to have to draw some things to help you have an understanding of what all this means.
That sounds great. I love your blank whiteboard right now. I'm excited for what goes on it. And this is a good time to remind our listeners that you can also watch this on YouTube to see this blank whiteboard for yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a very, very good looking blank whiteboard for you to look at.
It's really cool.
Okay, so let's just start real quickly with the same place that we started, which is, what does DNA stand for? And you got, well, what I thought was 2/3, but was actually only 1/3. So
is it acid?
Is that acid, what yes.
That's what you thought I said. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because you said asset, and I was listening for acid, so I thought you said that. Okay. So the first part, I would be surprised if you remembered. It's deoxyribonucleic acid.
So that's a long word, all right.
That's why we write DNA.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the deoxy means it has a little bit less oxygen. That's the oxy part, deoxy. Ribo is for ribose. That's the sugar that's part of it. And the nucleic acid, that's the type of molecule it is. There are four main types of biological molecules, and nucleic acids is one of them. And this is a nucleic acid.
So it's a molecule.
It is a molecule. Okay. And one of the things that you were trying to figure out was, where is it? Where does it live? Is there one centralized location, or are there like bone DNA and bones and muscle DNA and muscles? And it's not really either of those.
Great.
Yeah. DNA is in almost every single cell in your entire body.
And wait, not just some DNA. Inside the cell?
Inside the cell. Yes. If you have a cell that has, so there's a cell. I drew like a circle-ish thing.
Oh, good job, science person, for labeling.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that an important part of science, right?
It is an important part. Yeah. Well, because otherwise people don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And there are these things called organelles, which are like little organs that are inside a cell. I know you've heard of some of them. Mitochondria.
Yeah.
Chloroplasts. Those are things that are in plants. We don't have them. You might have heard of the Golgi apparatus, ribosomes. Mm-hmm. Some of those things might sound familiar. And the big one is the nucleus.
Yeah, I know about that one.
Yeah. So the nucleus is in the cell, and that's where the DNA is.
Oh.
So the DNA is stored in the nucleus of the cell. And it's all kind of jumbled up in kind of a mass.
Spaghetti.
Kind of like spaghetti, all tangled up.
Okay.
But if you were to zoom in on that DNA and you were to be able to stretch out the strands, you would see it look kind of like this, which I've probably seen before. It's called the double helix.
Yes.
And I'm drawing a 2D version. But in three dimensions, it really is a helix means like a spiral. Mm, and it's a double because there's two different sides that kind of spiral around each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And the DNA that's in, say, a muscle cell is identical to the DNA that would be in a bone cell, which would be identical to the DNA that's in a brain cell, which is identical to the DNA that would be in a heart cell. All the cells in your body that have DNA, which again is almost all of them, have the copies of all the DNA for all of you.
Okay.
Does that sort of make sense?
That's good to know. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And then each cell only accesses the part of the DNA that it needs to do its job. Okay. The muscle cells don't need the hair instructions, so they don't use those instructions. They only use the muscle cell part of the instructions in DNA, and vice versa. The hair-making cells don't need the muscle instructions, so they don't read those and they don't use those. They only use the hair-making instructions.
Got it. I'm just listening right now because I feel like I have questions, but I want to hear what you have to say first.
Well, you can go ahead and ask the questions.
No, they're rabbit trails. So.
Okay.
You keep going.
Okay. Okay. Just to put this in context a little bit for you, to give you an idea, which this is where I thought you were originally going with the questions, and it went sort of a different direction. In one human cell, if you were to take all of the DNA, instead of it being all twisted up like that, you were to stretch it out end to end, it would be about 6 feet long.
Holy moly.
And that's
it's tiny.
It's tiny. And that's in all of your cells, almost.
Wow. Well, then that explains a little bit more how it could contain all the information. Because it was like, how is that all fitting? But if it's 6 feet of information, actually, even though it's very thin.
Yes, it is very thin. And it's all wrapped around itself, too. It's a similar thing. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you're like your small intestines.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Because they're all twisted around, you can fit them. But if you were to take them out and stretch them out, they're really, really long. It's like, I don't know, 20 feet, 30 feet, something like that. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But
yeah, they're
really,
like
really
vacuum
long.
Vacuum sealed in there. So, you know.
Yeah, kind of like that. And the average adult human has around 100 trillion cells.
Wow, that's like a hard number to visualize.
It is a very hard number to visualize.
So just a ton.
Lots.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots. Mm-hmm. And each of those cells has this like 6 feet of DNA scrunched down and wrapped up inside it.
Okay, I have a question. So I know that DNA is microscopic.
Yes.
But if you did take it out and lay it out 6 feet long, would it still be microscopic? Like, would it be so thin that you couldn't see it?
Yes, if you were to lay it out that thin, it would be too thin to see it. However, you can do things to see your DNA.
What?
And actually, I've done this with my students before, but we'll have to save that until later.
Okay.
So we can come back to that. The other piece that we need to talk about is how do we store all that information in the molecule?
Yeah.
So I'm going to slide this over a little bit here. Okay. How do we store all that information? Well, if we zoom in to basically the rungs of the ladder, right? So we've got that double helix that sometimes it's called a twisted ladder shape because it's like a ladder, but it's twisted. And the rungs are the steps that you would go on. If you were to zoom into those and look at what those actually look like, what you would see, well, you wouldn't see quite the way I'm drawing it. But you would see different, what they're called, nucleotides or bases. And there's four different types of bases. A's, C's, T's, and G's. Does this sound at all familiar?
I'm not sure because it almost does, but then it's hard to tell if it's one of those memory tricks of like, because you're telling me it, now I know it's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's fine. And I just wrote one of each, A, C, T, and G. But they're in lots and lots of different orders, right? So you could have A, C, T, C, T, G, C, G, A, T, right? And the order of those is what the code is.
Like Morse code.
Kind of like Morse code. Or you can even think of it like an alphabet, except only
like
four
spelling
letters.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But we only use four letters instead of 26 letters. And I won't go into all the details, but basically you look at them in sets of three, and each set of three is an instruction for a particular amino acid, which I don't think we've talked about those before. And we don't need to know a whole lot, but basically that's what makes up proteins.
Okay.
So these are instructions for making proteins, and proteins are what do most of the things in your body.
Are proteins made of protein?
Proteins are protein.
Okay.
The
so
reason
like when
you
I eat meat.
Yep.
Is that what I'm eating? Or like that's what the nutrient I'm getting in protein is like that animal's proteins?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then the reason you need to eat the protein is so your body can break the protein down into those amino acids, the small pieces, and then rearrange them in the right order to make the proteins that your body needs instead.
What?
Yeah. That's why you need to eat protein. And that's what the DNA is instructions to do. How do you build the right protein out of amino acids?
Oh my gosh. So it's like building things all the time. Cause I know that we're like growing new cells all the time and other cells are dying and we're growing.
And that's how, And what makes all those things happen? Proteins. That's how you can build new cells. That's how you can destroy cells that are dying. That's how you make things in your body. It's all proteins.
So is that
now, there's other things your body needs
like-
too, but.
Is that why bodybuilders are like obsessed with it? Because then it like helps their muscles in theory.
It does help their muscles. It definitely is a large component of muscle. And that is one of the reasons why, yes, bodybuilders try and take in more protein. But proteins are much bigger than that. You need proteins.
For everything.
For almost all of the functions that you do in life. And so that's why DNA is the instructions for making you the way you are is because it's the instructions for making proteins, and proteins do the building, do the taking apart, send signals. Almost all of those things that your body does is connected to proteins in some way.
That's so cool.
I agree. I think it's cool too. Let's go back through some of the questions that you asked in the pre-assessment and see if we've got some answers to those now. Okay.
Great.
Well, is DNA located in just one central place?
No.
Okay. We didn't really talk about this one a ton, but does immunity become part of the code? What do you think?
I think, yeah.
Why?
Because these are the instructions to build everything in your body. And so if your body is immune to something, then that has to be built into the instructions. Otherwise it wouldn't be.
That's a really good reasoning.
Fight those things.
But that's not actually correct.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Your DNA, other than mutations that happen, your DNA does not change during your life.
Okay. Okay. It is what it is.
It is what it is, unless there are mutations, which usually aren't a good thing.
So then the immunities are something other than that, that are
immunity has to do with, your immune system and different cells that learn ways of identifying parts of other foreign things that aren't supposed to be there, which if you want to know more about how the immune system works, write it down and we can do another lesson around that. You know, we had to do that, right?
I know, right?
So how does it tell your hair to be brown? I think we've got an answer to that one now.
The order of letters.
The order of letters. Letters,
but yeah.
Well, they are. Well, it each of those is short for the name of the molecule: adenine, okay. cytosine, thymine, so and guanine.
Order and the combination of molecules.
Yep. Okay. Makes a protein, and protein, like your hair, is made a lot of protein, and the color, the melanin in your hair that makes it brown, that's a protein. It's all protein. And then how the info is in the DNA, you thought it was maybe like in the shape or maybe the style of the DNA. And I think we've got that now with, again, the sequence of those nucleotides, those A's, T's, C's, and G's.
Yeah.
Right. Which, so it's not really based on a shape, but it is, there is a pattern and there is a code. They talk about the genetic code. This is why they talk about it as a code, if that makes sense.
But that's like, there's only four of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they make up like everything.
So yeah, they make up 20 amino acids. So we've got about 20 different amino acids. And then proteins are made of, most of them are made of hundreds of amino acids. Just like you can put the bases in any combination to make those 20 amino acids, you can take amino acids and think of like Legos. You can put those in, you only have 20 pieces, but you can build so many different things. Cause if you just have a whole bunch of one piece, or you have three of these pieces and five of these pieces and 15 of those, and you can put them in different orders, you can put them in different physical arrangements compared to each other. Cause it's not just the order that they go like in line, but also they can have a three-dimensional structure as well.
The DNA itself?
No, the amino acids the protein.
The amino acids are the little lines.
No. Those are just bonds. Amino acids, they're usually drawn as like little circles that are connected like this. I mean, they're not actually circles. But it's like each one of those would be a different amino acid. So like this one could be methionine, and this one could be tyrosine, and this one could be another methionine. These are all names of things. Oh, tryptophan. I think we talked about that one.
Yes. Makes you sleepy.
Supposedly makes you sleepy, right? But it's an amino acid. It's a tryptophan. Hmm. And so, but they can be in, again, if there's 20 of them, you can put those in a whole bunch of different orders. And then that sequence, and again, it goes on for, there are usually hundreds of these to make a protein.
Wow.
Does that make a little bit more sense?
Yeah, it's starting to click.
Right. And so then there's a code of, let's see, AU, well, this is going to be a little bit backwards. Hold on, AUG, which would be TAC. So I'm trying to make it correct. And I'm skipping a whole step here. So I apologize. And we can go into that part later. But basically, if you had the sequence of three nucleotides, TAC, that's going to code for the amino acid methionine. So if you had those three in order, you would then you would put, oh, there's a methionine. And then I don't know off the top of my head what the other ones are, but there'd be another set of three, and that would code to the next amino acid, and so on. And we talked about this actually a little bit when we did way back in lesson eight, when we talked about the COVID-19 vaccine, and we talked about RNA and what it does. And I drew pictures then too.
Yeah.
So there's some of this that's back then. Obviously that was a while ago at this point.
Yeah. But,
and we can go into more details of how proteins are made if you want to in a future lesson.
This is so cool.
Now, Cheryl, it's time for your quiz.
It's already in the instructions, so we're just going to copy it over, and then you'll have the information because it's already. I was trying to make a DNA analogy, and it did not go well.
No, I got where you were going, and I was already ready with my response, which is, well, great. So you can use all the information in your DNA to help you answer the quiz. This first one is probably challenging, so just do your best.
Okay.
What does DNA stand for?
Oh gosh. Deoxy.
Uh-huh.
Ribonucleic acid.
What was that last word?
Acid.
Okay. Yes, you got it. You got the whole thing. Nice job.
Yay. I mean, they are kind of assets to our bodies if you think they about are. It. So
they are. Yeah. Where is DNA located in the body?
In each cell.
Yeah.
In the nucleus.
Each cell. Ooh, nice job. In the nucleus, in the cell. Very good. What is the shape or structure of a DNA molecule?
It's a double helix.
Yeah. Can you describe kind of what that might look like?
It's like you took a ladder and tried to make it look like the packaging of a sucking candy. You know, the little candy, you like twist the ends.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a Jolly Rancher or something where they twist the ends.
Yes, yep.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. What is DNA instructions to make?
Everything about us.
Yeah, but what specifically does DNA have instructions to make? More specifically.
Amino acids. Proteins.
Which make up proteins. There you go. Yes, it's instructions for making proteins. Technically, it doesn't make amino acids.
Okay.
But it does make the proteins.
Amino acids.
Nope. It takes amino acids and tells you which order to place them in. So it's instructions on how to make proteins. Think of like a recipe. Like a recipe to bake a cake is not instructions for how to make flour, but you use flour and mix it together.
That makes sense.
That help?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Okay.
And the last question, how does DNA store that information or instructions?
With the little, how does it store it? Inside of the double helix on those little lines, it has those four different types of things in different orders of threes.
Mm-hmm.
That then would be the instructions.
Exactly. Yep. Those are the bases. That's usually what they're called. Okay. They're nucleotides or the bases. If you want to sound really fancy, you can say the nitrogenous bases.
Oh, they're nitrogenous, are they?
They are.
Wow.
They are. Hopefully that doesn't put you off from them. Do you feel like you have a better understanding of DNA now than when we started, Cheryl?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, think about the questions I asked. Now it's like, oh wow, okay. I don't know everything about them, but it definitely helps me have like a good basis of that.
Good. That's great. Yeah. We are out of time for the lesson, though, so you probably want to go ahead and pack up your stuff and get ready for my closing remarks. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at I Slept Through Science or on Twitter at Slept Science.
If you have dumb science questions like I do, please send them to us. You can email us at islepttheirscience@gmail.com, or you can even send us a voice memo and we'll play it on the podcast.
Please rate and review our podcast to tell other people what you think about it. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. And share about our podcast on social media.
Thank you to Beth Reed Miller for the artwork. You can check out more of Beth's artwork at Beth Is Something. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
The bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you.